9:30. Do you know what time it is? It's time for the Coffee Break Chat with host Mike Bellamy on WICC.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Coffee Break Chat. I am your host, Mike Bellamy. Children are exposed to trauma, including abuse, chronic neglect, serious accident or illness, loss of a caregiver, and other items of trauma at alarming rates these days. Now, traumatic stress compromises a young child's growth and brain development. And if left untreated, it's associated with poor lifelong outcomes, not just when they're children, but when they become adults as well. Joining us today to talk about what Connecticut is doing to combat early childhood trauma is Dr. Jason Lang. We've had Dr. Lang on the program before. He's the Director of Dissemination and Implementation at Child Health and Development Institute of Connecticut Incorporated. Dr. Lang, once again, thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me, Mike.
You know, childhood trauma, it's amazing. You know, we've had you on around the tragedy of the anniversary of the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School and, you know, talking about tragedy and, you know, current events that are happening across the globe. You know, it's different when the actual child suffers the trauma themselves. But how prevalent is childhood trauma here in Connecticut?
Yes, and unfortunately, my children do experience trauma a lot more than most people think. They experience it directly or witness trauma or violence in the home or in the community. And I think it happens more often than most people think, in part because it's so difficult to talk about. While there's not great research on Connecticut as a whole, the best evidence that we have suggests that by the age of 17, about 70% of kids have experienced at least one traumatic event, and many of those kids have experienced multiple events. And it's actually even more common for young children. Children under 6 or 7 are at greatest risk of exposure to trauma and then also some of the effects of trauma.
Dr. Jason Lang is our guest director of dissemination and implementation at Child Health and Development Institute of Connecticut Incorporated. We're talking about childhood trauma. I think, you know, adults could easily identify some of the, you know, characteristics of trauma. But in children, is it different? How does trauma affect a child?
Yeah, it is different. And I think one of the challenging parts about identifying trauma is that children experience it many different ways. There's really no, you know, single or even several behaviors or things to look for. There's really kind of a broad range. And some of those things include the relationship challenges. So especially for young children who've experienced trauma, they may have difficulty trusting that caregivers can keep them safe. They may have worries and fears about the world and that the world is a dangerous place and that they may be harmed again. And trauma, as you said, can affect the brain. So, you know, those are things that we can't easily see, but there's increasing research that suggests that children exposed to trauma can actually have changes in their brain development and structure, in their stress response. They may become anxious or afraid much more frequently than other children. And that can also affect things like mood and behavior. Some children experience trauma, have difficulty regulating their behavior or their mood. They may have tantrums or, you know, more extreme changes in mood. And as they get older, you know, as you said, into adolescence and adulthood, some of the consequences there could be things like smoking or drug use and risky behaviors that can affect their health.
Dr. Jason Lang, Director of Dissemination and Implementation at Child Health and Development Institute of Connecticut Incorporated, is our guest. We're talking about childhood trauma solutions. Obviously, families would like to know how to deal with these types of things in the most productive way. What would work to help families and young children moving forward?
Well, I think parents are really the key, and you know, parents know their children the best. And often when children do experience trauma or a very stressful event, you know, the loved ones are the best resource for them. So a couple things that parents and other family members or loved ones can do is, you know, foster open communication, listen to the children, listen to their, you know, thoughts and feelings about what happened, let them speak about it, and just listen. Also, giving accurate information to children can be helpful. Sometimes kids fear the worst after a bad thing. And so providing accurate but age-appropriate information. So for a very young child, it might be something like, you know, somebody did some, somebody hurt your mom or your dad. The police got that person, and, you know, the doctors are taking care of your mom or dad. So giving it at that age-appropriate level can be helpful. And just anything to help the child feel safe after a traumatic event, letting them know what's being done to protect them and others, giving them some sense of control, strategies that they can use to help relax or take action, like creating a card for somebody who is injured. Those are things that parents can do. And then I think just as a broader kind of society, you know, the best thing we can do is prevent trauma from occurring in the first place and use, you know, research-based programs that would prevent that. And then also use research-based programs for kids that may need a little bit of additional help after trauma. You know, if parents identify that the child just isn't recovering as one would expect or hope.
Dr. Lang, if people are listening, obviously trauma happens every single day on different levels, as you've addressed, to the obvious major trauma, to little things that could affect children that we may not be aware of. Where can people go, our listeners, to find out more information, resources that might be available for them moving forward?
Yep, and there are several resources. So a couple that are local or specific to Connecticut that could be helpful are kidsmentalhealthinfo.com. There's quite a bit of information for parents about services and that are available in Connecticut. Our website, chdi.org, has more information about the Early Childhood Trauma Collaborative and other trauma resources. And then a terrific national resource is called the National Child Traumatic Stress Network, and that is at nctsn.org. There's a tremendous amount of resources for parents and family members and professionals that want to learn more about trauma.
Important topic. Dr. Lang, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.